What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mother Sucker Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Radha Darling. Come on, Radha. Radha, baby.
Hey, Mike, I just noticed you guys matching.
We always matching.
Well, it looks like the therapy might be working. I don't know. Because you're still together. I don't know if Ray J is still together.
No, everybody's still together.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I think when it first, when me and her first went on the show, they didn't even know she was my lady. And I was, you know, they still thought I was with, like, my ex. I'm like, oh, no, I got to. That was
which
years
ex?
Ago. My ex before, right?
Oh, Georgia Alana?
No, I'm sure. Yeah, they thought it was her, but I was like, no, me and her broke up, like, a couple of years ago.
Oh, because you know what? Wikipedia still says that you're still going out with her.
Wikipedia also said my name is Jafari Ferguson, okay?
Yeah, and you were born 1972
or something. I don't know who the fuck is in, who's working in Wikipedia, but get your shit together. I don't know who the fuck is Jafari Ferguson. First of all, Ferguson is not even an African name. Yeah. Then they say an American comedian born in Ghana. We're not even going to talk about Wikipedia. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about real life. Really? Radha is in the building. Hey, boo.
Hey, Radha, welcome to the Mother Sucker Show.
Hi, Chinese best friend.
It's very nice of you to fly all the way from your small town. Where are you from?
Small town of Phoenix, but in Chandler.
Phoenix, Arizona.
The internet also says that I'm 50 years old.
50?
Oh, yeah.
She don't look a day over 23 years old.
Nah, I'll give her 25, man.
What's wrong with the internet?
25. Hey, boo, my baby looking so good.
My baby She's looking good too.
So yeah, and then what happened after you brought me the drugs? Because you're a fucking crack
after
dealer.
After you drugged him, what happened?
No, she brought this drug. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a crackhead. I don't know what to do with all this weed.
Yeah, he doesn't even smoke weed.
I'm not.
Well, you said your female friend wanted to smoke or something, and I was like, all right, I'll bring y'all.
Let me tell you something.
Whole supply.
You know, with men, like, I don't smoke, I don't get high, but we'll do anything for some pussy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, a woman be like, you know, smoke this weed with me, make my pussy wet. I'm like, okay, give it here.
Yeah.
But I would never inhale. I never inhale anything. I never got high in my life till we went to Africa. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
My fucking night. So my buddy, I don't like to jump all over the place, but, you know, we're going to jump and get back to how we started the date. What's up, Mother Suckers? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. But my buddy, my best friend in Ghana, you know, you're my Chinese best friend, but yeah. I have a Ghana best friend.
Is that the flamingo that you play around with?
The guy that owns the...
flamingo.
No, not a flamingo. A peacock.
Peacock.
Yeah, the
peacock owner. My Fuse ODG, that's my best friend. That's my Ghana best friend. Mm-hmm. So went over to Fuse House, and he had this drink. It's like, I guess it's weed in the drink.
Whatever. It's weed, yeah. There's
it's weed
THC
drink,
in
but
it.
I taste it. I'm like, oh, this shit tastes good. Oh. He's like, okay, Mike, slow down.
I know. I was telling him to slow down. I was like, you already drank half a cup of that. I only had a quarter. I only had a quarter of a cup.
But it tasted so good, I just kept drinking.
It was good.
It was like, Mike, slow down. This is not nothing to play with.
And he's like, I'm a gangster. I can drink that whole fucking bottle.
Oh, shit.
I've never been high a day in my life. This piece of shit right here is not going to get me high.
And then I started getting high, and I was like, fuck, it's hitting me.
Uh-oh. And I just kept drinking.
And he kept on drinking.
Man,
and I was like,
you want to know what happened to us that night? What a fucking nightmare.
Holy crap, did you go to the emergency room?
Man.
He was so paranoid. He was like, oh my God, babe, am I okay?
Yeah. That's bad.
He was like,
edibles are bad.
Yeah, edibles are crazy. It'll knock you out.
I just started, all of a sudden, all I saw was 1982. So I started talking about everything.
He kept on talking about a damn car.
It's a car.
Yes.
So 1982, I was in Nigeria. I was a little kid. I was in Nigeria with this family. My mother left me with another Christian family. Cause my mother just traveled the world. Uh-huh. My mother's like this successful homeless lady, right? They just drop us off everywhere. So I was with a Nigerian family, and I remember it was 1982, they bought a brand new Peugeot. It was the Sudan. Peugeot?
What was that?
It's a car, motherfucker, Peugeot.
What kind of a brand? Is it a Japanese?
Peugeot, it's some kind of European car.
Well, how the fuck do you think I know? I probably know Honda German. Civic and Toyota.
What the fuck is Peugeot? I think it's German.
It might be German.
And I remember it was like light green. It was brand, and all of a sudden, I remember 1982, and I'm telling him about 1982 in the car. I said, the family I live with bought this brand new Peugeot.
Holy crap.
We just started laughing.
Oh, we laughed all night.
And then
he kept on saying, oh my God, babe. Oh my God. And then he's like, oh my God, where did you come from? I thought I was by myself. Crap. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't understand how people get high and then keep getting high. I got high that one time and I said to myself, I never want to feel this fucking shit again. And when it wore off, I was like, thank you, God, for saving me.
The edibles are different than smoking.
I don't know what the fuck that was, man.
That makes you crazy. I had edibles one time 5 years ago. I thought I was going to die.
Man, I know. I couldn't believe it. I just thought I was drinking a sweet drink. Yeah. And next thing you know, I saw 1982.
Well, how did you guys start dating each other anyways? I remember you guys met and stuff and...
And then all of a sudden, I said, I got a girl, because you used to be being single. We used to go to the bar at the pool, and just find the new hotties who's hanging out and just trying to holler at all the chicks. Well, I was. You used to the whole relationship.
Yeah, I was just the
He was just your cameraman.
He was my cameraman, and he was my hype man. He's like, oh, that's an African company. He's a great guy. Next thing you know, I'm getting some
pussy. Hey, Mike, who's your friend?
Yeah, hey, Mike, who's your friend?
That's how I was getting on my girls. Hey, Mike, who's your friend? Hey, Mike.
I've said a lot of Mikes over 1 million times.
You've said definitely said a million Mikes. And then all of a sudden, I found me a whole woman.
Yeah. So how did it start?
Tell them how we met, Ryder.
So we were in Vegas, right?
It was Vegas. Michael Blackson likes to play blackjack switch.
Yeah, I noticed
Switch
that.
Doesn't like him a lot, but he's
I thought what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas, but I brought her with me. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
He sure did. Well, you know what? It was like... It was funny because when I saw him, I didn't know who he was. So we have a mutual friend, Lil John. I've been friends with John for a while because I used to date his manager back then.
Oh.
But it was like a short-lived. So I was still friends with John, and then he was at a club, invited the both of us. We showed up.
Yeah.
I saw him coming later, though. I was already there with my girlfriends. And then I was like, who is this guy? Like, he's in the middle of these white girls. Like, what is he doing? That night that we met, like, I just thought he was funny, right? But he was telling me he was in Vegas and he fucked some girl.
Really?
And...
What an honest
girl. I didn't tell you that night, though.
No, he didn't tell me that night.
Later, she found out.
He told me later. But the funny thing is, I had a picture of all of us together. And I was like, that's the girl.
Yeah, I fucked some chick that had a blue hair. Was it green or blue?
Blue.
She had blue hair. Yeah. I think I met her in my hotel lobby somewhere.
And she was there at the club. And I wasn't sure.
I told her where I was going that night. And she happens to like went there.
And I wasn't sure who she was because I was like, this can't be John's. Friend.
But Vegas, that's for Vegas, man. You just go to Vegas. How you doing? Yeah. You doing fine? Okay, let's go to my room and fuck.
Yeah.
That's why Vegas.
Really?
Like. Vegas could be that easy.
I never do Vegas like that.
I've met women black, like, this is what sometimes when you're gambling, you lose, it make you make bad decisions.
Yeah.
When you win, it make you make bad. Everything is bad in Vegas. You know? You could just see a woman and just be like, this woman look lonely, she wants some dick. And then you go, fuck, I have had at least three of those moments in Vegas in my life where I've met a woman at a blackjack table or, and she just look like I could. It just Vegas is just, it's a place of sin.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we didn't start dating until Phoenix then.
Yeah, because the devil lives in Vegas. I saw Satan twice in Vegas. Once I saw him at Caesar's Palace. He was outside begging for money. And then the other time I saw him at that fucking club we go to all the time. The devil was there.
The Devil Whisper Girls Collection?
Yeah, I saw him in a strip club once. I seen Satan twice.
That's
man.
Where
he's not a nice guy. He looks like Little Nas X.
Oh, that guy's a little devil. Not just a devil, he's a little devil.
But, you know, we didn't even hang out until after Phoenix, which was, what, a month or two later?
Yeah, that's a month later.
What? And I used to be in the cannabis industry, so...
She was a drug dealer,
Legal drug dealer.
Legal drug dealer.
With license.
Yes, and I thought he smoked weed, so...
Oh. She thought every nigga smoked weed. That's what she thinks. Every black guy that's an entertainer.
He's the only guy that's not true. I've ever met.
I'm like, you're judging a book by its cover, motherfucker.
I called him up. I was like, hey, you want to tour the grow? He's like, no, I don't feel like the grow, the cannabis grow. And he was like, no, I don't feel like getting out of my hotel, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll bring you some stuff. So I brought him a big bag of goodies. Full of concentrates,
all kinds of
flour.
And I had a whole bitch with me when I came.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had this. She got a name for every chick I know. She called her Scottie Pippen. I'm like, bitch, I'm like,
no. I did not.
She must do another assist.
She was
your
tall.
Your fans called her Scottie Pippen.
How my fans, when I posted a picture?
Yes, you did.
Okay. But she's a model. She's real tall, thick. You know, I like me a nice fat ass.
Well, the face don't matter to him. It's all about the ass. That's why I'm like, I'm confused. Why are you with me?
Yeah, why are you with her, Michael?
Well,
Blackson?
I mean, what I fuck and what I date is two different things, okay? I might fuck a fucking bulldog, but I'm not dating a bulldog.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, whoever I'm going to show to the world has to look good. Yeah. My woman is going to be the baddest bitch on earth, but I might... Hey, come on, the bitch had a blue hair. You think I would date her? No, but I fucked her. Me and my dick have two different eyes, okay?
I think your dick needs glasses then.
Oh, what? Mike needs prescription, she says.
Yeah, I'm going to guess my dick some glasses.
Maybe a flashlight, because you
I'm
need
gonna
to
I'm
going to
take my dick to the eye doctor. I'm like, eye doctor, can you examine this little nigga right here? Because he don't see. He's picking up all kinds of things off the floor. Thank you very much for joining us on another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. Thank you. Woo! The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.